בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסאי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך. Usually, when one is trying to study a subject, after a certain amount of time of delving into the content of the subject matter, one will be able to master that subject and move on to a different topic. We've discussed many times about what the Torah sources teach us is our purpose in this world, to make efforts to build and internalize our emunah and bitachon, our faith and reliance on Hashem, more and more each day. And in a sense, one might ask, I've learned about this topic so many times, so why do I need to continue to delve into the topic of emunah each day? Is it not perhaps time to move on to something else? It is so important to remind ourselves of what many of the Torah greats teach, that although in a sense one is able to graduate from knowing the information about emunah and bitachon, because after continuous study, one will certainly gain much information from the Torah about what it means to live a life of emunah and bitachon. But as many of the Torah greats point out, when we are taught that our ultimate purpose in this world is emunah and bitachon, it certainly does not just mean knowing the information of emunah and bitachon, but rather, as they teach, the distance between just knowing emunah in one's head as opposed to truly internalizing it in one's heart is greater than the distance between heaven and earth. Just like we can clearly understand that there are miles and miles apart between the highest heavens and the earth that we live on. In a similar vein, when it comes to emunah, although it is certainly a tremendous accomplishment to be making an effort to learn the information of what it means to have emunah, because without knowing the information, we certainly can't move forward to try to internalize that information. But it's also so important to highlight that ultimately our purpose in this world is not just to know the emunah in theory, but rather our purpose in this world is to take that information and truly transform the way that we live to be according to the values of emunah and bitachon. And as we've discussed many times, it's an obvious equation that it's not going to be an easy task that can be mastered overnight. Because as many commentaries that we've discussed, such as the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, bring to our attention that our main focus and job and purpose in this world is to grow in our bitachon. And as we've pointed out many times from many, many Torah sources, that ultimately the purpose of all the mitzvahs, of Torah learning, and everything we do in our lives is in order to build our emunah. Emunah is the core of everything we do in our lives. So seeing as this is the ultimate purpose for our existence and our focus of what we're supposed to be doing in this world, it's obvious that it's not going to be a simple task that can be mastered overnight, but rather a lifetime of constant effort in order to grow in this area as much as possible. And therefore, constant repetition of the same concepts that one might have studied many times before is highly recommended, because in the world that we live in, most of our experiences are surrounded by things which could be potential deterrents from living a life of emunah. And understandably so, it's supposed to be that way because again, our purpose in this world is to try find the emunah. And if it wasn't a challenge, then what is our purpose of being here? Without making a conscious effort to be mindful, to live according to the values of emunah, one will certainly fall to the normal way of the world, which is certainly not a life according to the values of emunah. And because we are constantly surrounded by things which might attempt to deter us from a life of emunah, we are certainly called on to constantly revise the concepts of emunah and how we are able to apply them in our own lives in a practical way. And Bezrat Hashem, each day, we will thereby be able to be living lives truly according to the values of emunah.